At 8:23, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. Texas Democrats wrapped up their state party convention in Fort Worth over the weekend. Speech after speech said this is the year to oust Republicans from office. KERA's Christopher Connolly reports their nominee for governor declared Democrats the party of a diverse and inclusive Texas.
Former Dallas County Sheriff Lupe Valdez opened her speech with a story from her childhood. Her parents, migrant farm workers, were driving across Texas to get home to San Antonio. When they stopped for a meal at a roadside restaurant,
a man came up with his hands motioning for us to stop. He told my father he couldn't serve us.
In Texas, at that time, it was legal to deny service to Latinos. Decades later, that story took on new resonance.
In 2004, as the underdog, Hispanic, female, lesbian, Democrat in a red county, I was elected the sheriff of the same town that turned us away.
This is the narrative Democrats drove home repeatedly at their convention, overcoming adversity and making Texas more inclusive. They slammed Republican policies from immigration to health care, guns to civil rights.
Look at all of us. This is who Texas is. All cultures, all identities, our belief system. This is Texas.
Most of all, party leaders urge Democrats to get out the vote in November. They'll need to do that in unusually large numbers if they hope to make gains in a state that hasn't sent a single Democrat to statewide office since 1994. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.
In today's Vital Signs, the American Cancer Society has recommended we should begin screening earlier for colon cancer, 45 instead of 50. Dr. Cecilia Brewington's a professor of radiology and chief of community radiology at UT Southwestern Medical Center. She explained the reason for the change.
The American Cancer Society has discovered that since 1994, there's been an increase of about 51% in patients who have colorectal cancer that are under the age of 50.
Do we know why?
We're not certain of why we're seeing this rise, but it's such a steep rise that they feel that it is important to act on decreasing the age in which we start screening.
Since most people begin getting screenings at 50, maybe part of the reason for the rise is that they don't start getting screenings until then.
That's correct. At least 5% of the colon cancers that we see today are in patients that are younger than 50. And even more importantly, we're going to see more lives lost as a result of the fact that up to 10% of those lives lost due to colorectal cancer are going to be patients who got that cancer under the age of 50.
Why 45, not 40 or even younger?
Some of our screening tests are not without risk. They're small, but when you weigh the options of the benefits in patients who are younger than 45 against those risks, that it's better to not screen that age at this time.
Are insurers on board with this change?
This announcement just came out May 30th, and I don't think that the insurers have had a chance to catch up.
So in the meantime, this means what for consumers?
I would urge you to consider moving ahead and being screened at age 45.
Particularly if you're most at risk?
You have high-risk patients that have a family history of colorectal cancer in a first-degree relative. They should screen earlier anyway, and that is covered by their insurance. Patients who have hereditary syndromes, you may need to start earlier because you're high risk. African Americans have had the highest incidence of colorectal cancer for the past several decades, and they frequently die if they get colorectal cancer. And that's also related to the fact that we don't screen as often. And so 45 has been the starting recommended age for African Americans before this announcement. What we're seeing is that Caucasians are now approaching that same earlier onset that African Americans have always had in the United States. But there are some risk factors that we can change. We can change whether we eat too many red meats. We can decrease our alcohol intake. And the old rule of thumb exercise, watch your weight, and increase the fiber in your diet.
If you're not at high risk,
I would urge you to try to start screening at age 45, as has been recommended by the American Cancer Society. Now, we want to be realistic. If you simply can't afford colonoscopy, which is the gold standard, you should try some of the other stool-based testing, which are less expensive, and you might have to pay out of pocket if you don't have the support of your insurance company to support that. Other people that should screen that will have coverage are people who are noticing symptoms that are suggestive of a potential for colorectal cancer. A change in stool habit, you should seek the advice of a physician. But all of our physicians out there who are listening need to also be aware that because we've seen this increased incidence, we have to take that patient who is younger than 50 more seriously when they say they've had these changes in bowel habits. Colorectal cancer is one of the most preventable cancers that we have if we can get patients to screen. In 2018, we expect to see 50,000 deaths from colon cancer, and the majority of those are unnecessary.
Dr. Brewington, thank you for being with me.
It's my pleasure.
Dr. Cecilia Brewington is a professor of radiology and chief of community radiology at UT's Southwestern Medical Center. Coming up on BBC NewsHour, reports from Turkey on the new power of the victorious president. Also, with more than 100 candidates killed in the Mexican election campaign, a report from one of the centers of drug violence. And after a major restoration project, Britain's famous Greenwich Observatory looks to the stars once again. BBC NewsHour begins at 9. As for the forecast, we've got a 30% chance of rain today, high near 98. Slight chance of rain tonight with a low around 80. And then tomorrow, cloudy, clearing later with a high near 98. It's 8:30.